Well, it's been another positive day on global markets, with the All Share Index closing up 0.8% to close at 51,598 points, and the top 40 being up by a similar margin. Financial counters closed up around 1.5%, with resources up 1.13%. The local currency made some gains, up as much as 1.5% against the US dollar. MTN shareholders have to wait a bit longer to get clarity on the funds it's alleged to have transferred out of Nigeria without the necessary approvals, as a court adjourned that case to January next year. Well, to tell us more about the markets, I'm joined in studio by David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities. Welcome, Sala.
Thank you.
Good stuff. So let's talk about, we've had a couple of good days on the equities markets. What's buoying the market, and do you see that being a consistent theme for the rest of the week?
I hope so. I mean, consistent is the byword, and we've had two very good days, but we're in kind of markets where they can turn really within the hour. You know, you can, as I say, you go to bed rich, you wake up poor, and so on, and so it goes. But I think that, you know, my own view, and I'm sticking my neck out, I think that we've seen the bottom of our market. I know I get criticized and sometimes mocked and ridiculed, even within our own firm, you know, but I think that most of the selling has taken place. Those who want to get out because of whatever news we've gone through, and there's been a lot of news,
I think
are out. And for those, you know, if I challenge some of our fund managers and say, where are you in the market? You know, are you a buyer or a seller? Very few people want to sell. So that always determines, you know, we've already observed the bad news. So where's the good news coming from? It's now coming from Mr. Trump, who's sitting down and trying to establish a truce with China. Things are starting to progress in that area. And I think that's, you know, that's given market a bit of a buoy. So if you've looked at the U.S. markets now, they're up about 1.5%. But Nompu, I must say to you, you know, we've been in a situation where, as I say, we're up 1.5% and then all of a sudden that vanishes. But
but
I think there's a desire to get the market better.
And let's talk about the UK. Theresa May, the British Prime Minister there, says she's going to fight the vote of no confidence that her peers want to put against her. She's in a very difficult place. But then even if someone does replace her, the situation is very tricky for the UK.
Well, if someone replaces her, then the Brexit deal will fall away. Oh, they've got to renegotiate it. They've got to find a new leader of the Conservative Party. I'm sure against that, they'll be clamoring for a general election. So, but she's likely to win this one. You know, this is what the market's saying. That's why UK markets have been up. Where it leads to tomorrow, the day after, I think is still very, very messy in that. But and she's had a torrid, really tough time. And I've got no opinion of her. I can't make her out. I don't know whether she's good or bad. Just commentary seems to suggest that she's, one of the worst PMs they've had, along with a whole lot of other people who us, you know, we followed over the years. But it's, I think there again, we're going to reach conclusion, and also, to be honest, I know it might hurt the UK and it might hurt Europe. The UK and Europe. But overall, I think the global economy will still survive regardless of what happens there.
Yeah, no, of course. But how has this affected the UK pound in the meantime? Against other
countries. Picked up today.
It picked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been pretty weak in that, but it seemed to steady in that. But all these issues we've gone through so many times, and that's why I'm saying, you know, they're becoming quite, not boring though, but we've already discounted perhaps the worst effects of all of this in the market, from trade wars to Brexit to Italy to France to what have I left out there, to slow down in China. I think all of that, we know about it and are probably priced, and that's why I think it's already in the, you know, in the market.
So how concerned do you think Europeans will be about France? Because now that Macron has decided to push back on his plans, his tax plans and so on, it means that they're going to be in deeper deficit than they had hoped.
But it's manageable. And I think Europe's going to grow. It's not going to fall into a recession next year. I think it's forecast to grow maybe at 2% Europe, as opposed to where it was, 2.4% of that. So I think you still, you know, even if you look at the IMF forecasts and we look at, and I don't know whether to trust the IMF, you know, we can all be cynical about it, but you're not seeing global growth go down to zero. You know, it's still at 3.5%. So there's still a lot of momentum you know, in the global economy that's keeping us going. I think we've just been sidetracked by noise. You know, technology buffs are still sitting there at their computers, you know, designing new products. And there's so much really happening.
Yeah,
that's what I find encouraging.
Yeah, it's easy to get sidetracked by the negative. And the positive currency performance today, I suppose it's a risk on day. And so people are willing to invest in emerging markets.
It is. And the dollar was a bit weaker today. Yeah. Their inflation numbers came through. I don't know how to interpret it, because you had not only treasuries, in other words, the interest rates rising, that I thought they would have pushed the dollar up. It didn't, to push the dollar down. So we're getting movements that are not always easy to draw a straight line through
and
or connect.
What was the inflation number?
I've got to try to think of the right one. It was
was it higher or lower?
It was slightly higher.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, not dramatically so. It didn't really upset them. And the U.S. market's strong. So I don't think it's really taken the market or projections off the rails. And I think it's pretty much in line with expected. You know, we worry about decimal points here. And I'm talking about, you know, to the fourth decimal point, and that's what really swings markets.
Okay.
But I mean, anyway.
And then let's take a look at MTN. As I mentioned, so the court has postponed that particular decision around.
It's worrying me. It worries me that it's taking so long to come to a decision. Do you know what I mean? The longer it goes on, the more concerned, hey, this could be real. You know, sometimes when you threaten and you sue people, etc., it's really you're just shooting from the hip, and you sometimes you sober up and pull back on this. But this is going on, and it concerns me that we haven't had resolution yet. You know, that it's lingering, and that always kind of spells, hold on a sec, this is going to be worse than we anticipated. Or bad news.
What do you think of Tesla and Elon Musk? It sounds like he's doing much better than the market was suggesting a few months ago.
Yeah, he's a character. I mean, you know, he had a horrible year, but people like his car, and it's a status symbol. I think if we manage to get anything here, it's going to be enormously expensive, because it's an already expensive car, and duties will just make it impossible for us to run a car like that. It'll be
in excess of a million. He's going to set up shop.
It'll cost in excess of a million, unless they're manufactured here and some dealers. And I think we're probably low, you know, on priority. Also, we've got to have electricity to actually. But he didn't. He said he's going to have solar power, I think, to
okay,
to charge the cars.
And then retail sales. We had retail sales data out positive, 2.2% up in October on a year-on-year basis. Your thoughts?
Great. I think a very good number, above expectations, suggesting that there's still some energy in this market. I don't know whether it's sustainable or not, why it kicked up like it did. It's interesting to see food was down, and that I think appliances up and household goods up, which is unusual, but it's demand for food seemed to fall. But it didn't affect the market. Market was strong. You know, retailers picked up, I think, on the back of those numbers. And our inflation number at 5.2 is a little harder than we expected. I don't know. I think we've got to wait for those fuel price decreases to come through to give us some guidance as to where it is. Maybe this is the peak. I don't know. So hard to read all of these things.
Absolutely. And then, of course, on top of that, we have to worry about Eskom and the load shedding, because, you know, that may have an impact.
I think we're in a good period now, because I think the factories are closed. The once factories are closed, they're the big consumers of power. It's when we come back. And also, the one thing that worries me, to me, I think this is our Achilles heel, or the soft underbelly of this economy, because we don't really know. For the first time, we're getting people going in, like Pravin Gordhan, going in and actually analyzing, you know, what's there, who owes us what, are they ever going to pay, do we have to write it off, do we have enough money? And, you know, raising electricity prices and also having to cover their debt, you know, could really sink us. When I say sink us with a rating agency. So I think this is a massive fear. You know, this is the one thing that we have to focus on next year.
Are you impressed, or, you know, does it give you a warm and fuzzy feeling that the ANC seems to be dealing with its mayors in terms
it's
of.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean. The only thing is they should be locked up in jail, probably, you know. I mean, not fired. But this is what – I think this is a broom has to be swept, you know, through the entire system.
Mm.
I think you can't behave like they've behaved, like this money belonged to them. And I always feel sad for those people who lose the money, you know, not for the mayors who are losing
the
their
community.
Jobs, but for the community that are just always left trusting their leaders and being let down by them. You know, that's the sad part of it.
Yeah. All right then, David, we're going to leave it on that note. Thank you for your time as always. David Shapiro, he's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.